You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning in verse 41. Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the community, and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were united together and shared everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This reading from Acts 2 focuses on the marvelous work of the Holy Spirit among the first disciples of Jesus, which took place in Jerusalem on the Feast of Pentecost. This was a major feast that drew thousands of devoted Jews from around the then known world. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples gathered in the upper room, thousands of people ran to see and hear what was going on. Peter stood up among them and boldly proclaimed the good news of the gospel and new life in the Holy Spirit. Luke the Evangelist tells us that some 3,000 people accepted the Lord Jesus as their Redeemer and were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. The fruit of their conversion to Christ and being filled with the Spirit drew them close together. This was a very diverse group of people who spoke different languages, followed different cultures, and came from different nations. What changed so dramatically for them? The Lord Jesus became real and personal for them, and the walls of division and separation came tumbling down. These new disciples were now praying together with other disciples and sharing meals with them and listening to the teaching of the apostles. Social divisions were the first to crumble between rich and poor, learned and unlearned, masters and slaves, professionals and unskilled laborers, and children and adults alike were filled with the Spirit and became one people together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Under the inspiration and direction of the Holy Spirit, they formed themselves into a radical community of disciples who shared everything in common. They recognized that everything they possessed was an outright gift from God that was meant not just for themselves for their own personal use, but for the common good of all disciples as well. This was God's way of distributing material goods and spiritual gifts for the common good of the whole community and the needy among them. The love and unity of the first community of Christ's disciples was so contagious that many were sent out to preach the word of God, and new communities of disciples spread rapidly around the world. What can we learn from the witness of these early Christian communities? I believe God wants to draw all of his people into a deeper and closer bond of unity and life together, lived out in the power and grace of the Holy Spirit. I am a witness today to this wonderful grace and work of renewal. Some 52 years ago, during the late 1960s, when I was a student at the University of Michigan, God began a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit through the charismatic renewal and the covenant community movements. When we gave our lives to the Lord and were baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Lord drew us closer together in prayer, in listening to his word, and in seeking his direction for us. This was the beginning of our transformation from a prayer group to shared life together in Christian community. As we read the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, we grew in our desire to follow the Lord together as a covenanted people. God had lavished us with his love and gifts of the Spirit, and invited us to offer our lives to him together as a community of disciples on mission. When I graduated from university, I joined a celibate brotherhood of men who grew into an international ecumenical brotherhood called Servants of the Word. God invited us to live a common way of life, marked by simplicity, living single for the Lord, and obedience to a common way of life. Our brotherhood is also part of a wider network of covenant Christian communities of married and single people who also share a common life together. I have lived a common way of life and brotherhood in our Covenant Christian community for more than 50 years now. I have learned in good times and hard times and in plenty and want to be always grateful to the Lord and to the way of life he offers us. I recently moved from London, England, where I lived and served with my brothers there for 18 years, and returned to North America, where I now live with my brothers in Detroit. Our mission there is to support Detroit Community Outreach and YouthWorks Detroit. We have many opportunities to share our life with neighbors and members of our outreach community. We have many opportunities, and especially those who have little or nothing in the way of necessities. I am still learning how to grow in greater generosity and in the art of detachment to what I have. I recently met someone nearby on the street who liked my new looking shirt, even though I got it from a used clothing charity shop. As soon as I got home, I wrapped it neatly in a nice bag and gave it with joy the next day to the guy who now proudly wears it. I've learned that we can never outmatch God in generosity, who gives abundantly more than we can imagine. Lord Jesus, expand our hearts to live with greater zeal and a generous spirit for your sake and for the good of all you call us to serve with and be with.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.